You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
I don't know how to say this. Betelgeuse star?
You're not a child of the 80s. If you were, you would know the film with a similar name. The star is Betelgeuse.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Wire.
This week, a private member's bill was pulled from the ballot box. It was none other than Shane Reddy's proposed bill to increase the breast screening age, increasing the frequency of mammograms older women can access. This bill is supported by a petition and the Breast Cancer Foundation of New Zealand and could save many lives. I spoke to Shane Reddy on this topic, as well as the Labour Party's newly announced proposal to remove GST on fresh fruit and vegetables, a hotly contested policy. I explored with Shane Reddy what the removal of GST on fresh fruit and vegetables would mean and what alternative options can be explored. I started this interview by asking if the private member's bill pulled from the ballot box was his breast cancer screening one.
Yes, it's an unusual event to have a private member's bill drawn from the ballot box because it's completely at random with anywhere between 60 to 80 private member's bills in the ballot box. And so do have it drawn as rare and a privilege. And what this bill in my name does is it increases the breast cancer screening age from 70 to 74 years. Now, that brings us into line with our OECD partners, like Australia, for example, who have done this for some period of time. And we've fallen quite a way behind those countries that we compare ourselves to. If we imagine in 2017, Jacinda Ardern received a petition on exactly this, smiling and waving 4,000 signatures, and then we've done nothing over what's now 6 years. And so it's just clearly time to be increasing that breast cancer screening age from 70 to 74. And what we know and what we've seen reported is that it will detect and save roughly 65 New Zealand women a year from developing breast cancer. So drawing this from the ballot box forces it to go through due process into the House. Parties need to establish a view and vote on it, hopefully to select committee, and it just raises the importance and momentum on this really important initiative, which is recommended and fully supported by the Breast Cancer Foundation, who have been champions of this for some period of time, actually.
Do you have the details of that petition? How many people signed that?
Yes, as I recall, there were 4,000 people who signed it. It's hard to talk against it. It makes a lot of sense. It's not expensive, and it brings us in line on this particular issue with our international partners. So it's really hard to talk against it. It is the right thing to do.
What are your hopes with this bill? Are you hoping that it gets passed?
What I'm hoping is that it will come to the House and be debated and make its way to Select Committee. Of course, it was also our very first Campaign 2023 manifesto policy. And so two ways for this to progress. One, it comes to the House and is debated and agreed upon by a majority, or two, we're successful in October and then we will make it policy.
Moving on to GST. Robertson has come out and said that they will remove GST from fresh fruit and vegetables. Do you think this is enough?
So this is going to be hugely complicated, and what we've seen is not that effective. Sounds nice in principle, but they're very challenging to deploy. And let's remember, no more than a few months ago, Grant Robertson was saying it wasn't practical and it would mostly benefit supermarkets, and he said it would be a quote-unquote boondoggle to administer. And what we know is that he has a completely different view to Chris Hipkins on this, who would seem to have played the captain's card and trumped his Minister of Finance. So when we look at the administration of a GST removal on fruit and vegetables, it just looks like it's not implementable and won't actually target those that they're looking to target. I think I saw International Monetary Fund saying that only 30% may pass through to the consumer. So it has all sorts of issues. One, to administer. Two, it's not clear that the benefits would pass through, that is, that retailers would remove GST and pass that on to the consumer. And three, it doesn't seem to be targeted to the most vulnerable. That's particularly being looked at. So I think across the board, this is being looked at as not a good idea. So we agree with commentators, we agree with International Monetary Fund, that this is not a way to most help the vulnerable, we think that income tax reduction and giving an average Kiwi, average full-time worker, $1,000 a year better off is a more effective way. And certainly official documents we've seen would suggest that this is a good pathway to go down to try and benefit those who are struggling.
Right, so this GST removal on fresh fruit and vegetables, I believe this has been done in Australia and worked. What are the reasons why it wouldn't work in New Zealand?
Well, I would contest that it's worked. It's been incredibly complex, and I don't think I would take that as a given. I mean, if you want to look at the complexity, even the Prime Minister seems confused about how it would work. He was implying this week that it would apply to hot chips. Well, that's not a fresh fruit or a vegetable. And people had issues with canned vegetables, are they fresh fruit and vegetables? It's complex, and I don't necessarily accept that it's been overwhelmingly successful in Australia.
What would National do to replace this policy? I think this policy is mainly aiming at disadvantaged people who are struggling to put food on the table.
So we would shift the income tax thresholds to give tax reductions to our hard-working Kiwis, and we know that an average full-time worker will benefit by $1,000 a year, give them back some of their money so that they can make the choices that they want to make.
Do you believe this is a result of the failed wealth tax policy, how they implemented that and then came out and said that they were not going to do a wealth tax?
I think what this shows is the division within the Labor caucus. So you had David Parker beavering away for a significant period of time on a wealth tax, only to have it trumped by Chris Hipkins from Lithuania. And you'd have to say it's very unusual for a senior minister, once his pet policy has not progressed, to offer up his portfolio and resign. I mean, that's petulant. That's almost a more hand in your whole warrant. So there's something very uncomfortable and divisive in that. And then from what we understand, Grant Robertson recommending against a goods and services tax relief on fruit and vegetables. And as we understand it, we'll certainly find out in the fullness of time, it would seem to have favour with Chris Hipkins. And so what you have is two very senior, and one of his most senior, and Grant Robertson, the Minister of Finance, these internal divisions around how to progress policy, and that's going to be deeply problematic for them.
So am I right in saying that Chris Hipkins supporting removing GST on fresh fruit and vegetables, and then Robertson not, is hiding division?
Look, it is. What we've seen is Chris Hipkins failing to strike out the removal of GST on fresh fruit and vegetables, and what we've also had indicated is Grant Robertson not being in favour of it. And he's on public record indicating as much. And this is a clear division. I mean, your relationship between the Prime Minister and the Finance Minister needs to be crystal clear, all on the same page. And you've got this major schism, if you like, and we know it exists between Parker and Chris Hipkins as well. He resigned his portfolio. So these are deep fractures among very senior people in the Labor Party caucus.
How will National ensure that Kiwis can access fresh fruit and vegetables?
So we think giving people more disposable income in their pocket by shifting the tax thresholds and giving people more of their own money back, they'll be able to make choices around whether it's fresh fruit and vegetables or whatever they want to spend their own money on. But we will give them choices and give them disposable income to do that.
Right, and what about the cyclone-affected producers in, say, areas like the Hawke's Bay?
So we've announced how we would offer them relief, how we would offer infrastructure relief, and we have a whole spokesperson around cyclone relief. And so we're very focused on that, and we have great sympathy for those in the Hawke's Bay who are expressing very slow progress and very little trickle down of what the government has offered. We have sympathy for that, and we would want to be more effective and more efficient for them.
That was the National Party's Dr. Shane Reddy speaking to me about removing GST from fresh fruit and vegetables and the breast screening bill.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.